have known it from the start. And now we go off separately. I never thought it'd break my heart. So I run from the moon around the world like I'm a rocket in some rabbit on speed. It never passes, it just stays behind me. That's why I go around all night. At least out there I know that I might get my pain back. That's why I go around all night. At least out there I know that I might get my pain back. And you go away from me after you found me in the dark. So I run from my pain around the whole world, but I'm a rocket into a rabbit on speed. It will recycle and just hypnotize me. You only break me down again. Only to build me up again. Then you will, then you will break me down again.
Was Reinvent from the self-titled record by All the Time Everywhere, a skate punk influenced alternative rock band from Napanee, Ontario, and Banff, who just released the lead single from their forthcoming album, The Long Con, last month. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Aaron over Skype. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for doing it with me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
Not really, no. I kind of came upon it. I played hockey quite a bit when I was younger, and then when that kind of died out, I kind of searched for a new hobby, and I had a lot of new friends when I started high school that were playing, so they got me into it, and my buddy Kyle taught me how to tune, and then I just kind of taught myself from there, and I just started writing music, so that was what I was good at. I was not a real good guitar player per se, but I could write, and I had a good teacher for teaching me how to write music, so it was good that way. Like my parents never really played. Like I remember when I was younger, my dad had a guitar given to him from someone, and I remember being a kid and like trying to play it, but had literally no idea what it was. And I was always obsessed with the drums. So when I first started playing music, I actually started playing drums, and then in my first few bands, I realized I was writing the songs and playing the drums, and I was kind of like, all right, well, why don't I sing and play guitar and find a drummer? Because, it's a lot of work back there, so I wanted to take it easy.
Tell me about the guys in your band and how you all came together to form All the Time Everywhere.
Well, there's been a few members all the time everywhere, actually. When I first started out, it was just me. Like, I wrote a record by myself, and one of my best, well, my best friend Nate, me and him just decided we wanted to. It was kind of like an art project, really. Like, we weren't planning on touring, we weren't really playing shows, nothing like that. We just wanted to record. So we hired a producer with the help of my buddy Jim Blakely. He was kind of helping me out at the time. He kind of manages bands and stuff. He put me in touch with producer Anton DeLoss from Toronto, and he's a great dude. And we clicked right away, and it was awesome experience. So we've done two records with him now. And so yeah, it was me and Nate and then my brother joined the band, and we did a tour in 2018. We played 21 shows in 18 days.
Ooh.
Yeah, we were playing a lot of two-a-day shows, and we had a bass player fill in for us. His name was Mark Berkstead. And then now the new members are my buddy Chris Cushman. He's from Napanee. He grew up with me, and he moved to Banff a long time ago, and he called me up in, I think it was June, and said, "Hey man, come out to Banff. Let's do this." And I was tired of my hometown, so I was like, yes, let's do this. So yeah, I came to Banff and met him, and then through the help of our manager, my new manager Paul, we got in touch with Terry, the drummer. And yeah, so that's the three members right now. We're actually still looking for a lead guitar player. If anyone out there is interested in touring for a living, that would be great. It's really hard to find a guy that you can spend a lot of time in a van with and that wants to kind of do that kind of thing for a living. It's tough. So we're just waiting for the right person.
How do you approach your songwriting? I know you said that's your personal strength. Do you usually take the lead, or is it a pretty collaborative process?
Well, yeah, it's me, and it's a really weird kind of thing, and I've tried to explain it a bunch of times, but I can't. Like, I'm a carpenter. And so I do a lot of work with my hands, and sometimes you're doing really monotonous kind of activities. And I wrote a song at work one time where I didn't even have a guitar in my hand. It just clicked into my head. It was like I didn't even write it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they just come to me. So it's really strange, and I can't explain how it happens, but I'll be doing something, and something will just pop into my head, and when it sticks, I know it's really good. So I'll go home and I'll make sure that I remember that thing. And it's a really weird process, and I've never been able to like put a pin on it as to how it happens. And it sometimes it gets weird where I don't even remember writing it.
Wow.
So it's really strange. Like, I'll just all of a sudden have this song, and I'll think, "Oh, how did I write this? Like, how did that riff come about?" And I have no idea. I have no idea about the lyrics or any of it. It's just down on the paper, and I just know it. So it's a really strange kind of thing that happens. But yeah,
What can you tell me about your song, Never Forget?
that I wrote. I wrote that song, and I remember how I wrote this one, because this is a kind of a weird song. I wrote it thinking about, you hear big band kind of music, and it's always really happy, and it's like kind of a four on the floor beat, and it's got a really like upbeat, happy mood. And I thought, hey, what if I took that beat and I put a really kind of, like sad kind of melody to that beat? And that's how I kind of came up with that. And I wrote that when I was living in I was living in my buddy's trailer, actually. outside of a recording studio. And you set up a trailer for bands when they record there. And I actually wrote that song in a trailer. So, yeah, that's a weird one. I'm glad you asked me about that.
How did I get this way? Why do I try? I've never had more than something and a nickel, but you've never seen to let me fall behind. How did it get this way? Why do I see? I'm like a freight train and loaded to the brim, and not a f***ing is ever stopping me. And it goes this way. Just let me fall behind.